Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org. Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Well, it's May, and in college football, that means there's a lot of numbers out there. Recruiting-wise, how did this team do? How did this team do? I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary. How did we do? I think we're doing okay so far, 2 weeks in.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is just so much fun, man. I am loving it. And yeah, I think we're doing just fine, man. But we're not the judges.
No, we're not. Live from the Allo Communications Studios, joining us on the hotline, it is Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I mean, if I can chime in on the rankings there, you know, Brian's doing good. Tanner, we appreciate your effort.
God bless you, Kevin. You know, not many people
recognize. Why do I line this interview up?
It's because you need to hear these things, Tanner. Kevin, thank you. I appreciate that, and we'll work on getting Tanner up to snuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to give the kid a try, see what he can do. But...
God. Is this because I said soccer is the most boring sport out there? Is this where this hate and vitriol is coming from?
Tanner, I just have to keep you on your toes. You know, the listeners would get concerned if you and I were just all friendly all the time.
That's a strong point.
Kevin and I are really. I want the listeners. I would consider us really good friends. I don't know if he would, based on what he's saying. Probably not. But we're developing this beef over different takes that I've had, and it's just kind of flowing over. I don't think we've resolved it yet, but we'll get there, Kevin. At least I'm confident in that.
I'm calling for a steel cage, man. I want to see you two throw down.
Kevin, you did a story in the Coloradoan about the CSU recruiting rankings. Where did Jay Norvell come out at?
Yeah, so, you know, that class, his first class, is basically put together. They still have a little bit of tinkering they can do, but for the most part, it's put together. They just landed about a week ago DeAndre Gill, a former UCLA commit. Flipped to CSU. He's a sort of a defensive end. And so he is kind of the final big recruit. So, yeah, CSU is third in the recruiting rankings in the Mountain West, which is a pretty good spot to be, especially you consider Jay Norvell was hired, like, I think it was 11 days maybe before the first signing day in December. So not much time to work. So it's one of those, you know, recruiting rankings are interesting. I think, you know, individually each player – you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, the CSU example everyone at the school always uses is Weston Richburg was a two-star, and you know, he went on to have like an eight-year NFL career. But collectively, if you look across, you know, if you go pull up rankings from every conference, the teams at the top are going to be the teams that pretty much are winning those leagues and win a bunch of games. So it does matter some, kind of like I put in the piece, you can find some hidden gems. You know, a couple guys a class that maybe aren't, you know, highly touted recruits, but you can't have a class full of them. Generally, you're going to have some guys that other schools also think are good. You know, it's one of those. If you think you're smarter than everyone else on every single kid you're recruiting, you're probably wrong.
I have a question that I'm curious because sometimes I'm the dummy in the room, and I'm okay with that, Kevin, but I'm wondering, as you talk about recruiting classes and being ranked and so forth, when you figure out the, you know, a grade for recruiting for a school, does that now include people who have been brought over through the transfer portal as well, or is it just new prospects?
Yeah, so there's kind of a couple different types of ranking, I guess, if you will, or different levels. So yeah, I kind of broke it down mostly by the high school just because that's a little more defined, whereas the transfers, yeah, it's sort of a different world. But kind of, if you include everyone, most sites have CSU as third in the Mountain West as well if you include transfers, but it is a little different, you know, because you get, you know, you can have a guy that was a low ranked recruit out of high school, but then after 2 years of being a star in college would be a whole different level guy. So yeah, all the transfers definitely makes things a little different, and certainly CSU was transfer heavy in this class. So it does alter things, although, like I say, most of the rankings actually comes out pretty comparable, whether you're looking at just high school or just transfer. But that is a sort of a whole different level of, I guess, analysis when guys are, you know, going college to college.
What about the difference on the sides of the ball? Did the offensive recruiting class come out higher than defense?
So what was interesting, you know, they have a little more on that side, but of CSU's top five, you know, best-ranked recruits in this class out of high school, three of them are defensive.
It's after the 12 o'clock hour. I just love it here sometimes. Coach Bruce Dick joining me. There's an ongoing joke that if there's even a tiny little pin drop outside of the studio, I can hear it and I get frustrated. So what does the staff do here at 12:05? They fire up the vacuum right outside the door.
The carpet's getting clean.
That's true. You got to look at it on the positive side.
There's positive things, Brady.
Well, speaking of positive things, we have the, am I still right on this, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys high school basketball?
That is correct. Thank you.
Do you get tired of hearing that? Because we say it all the time. Clark says it a few times.
You know, when you're that person, you don't like to self-promote.
Oh, I would do it all the time.
Things like that. So it's part of me. I've been blessed beyond anything to have a great career. But yes, fourth winningest at the time.
Winningest coach in Colorado high school boys basketball. Now the coach over at Fort Collins, Coach Bruce Dick. Of course, you hear Coach every single day, Monday through Friday, with Clark and the coach and that program. Getting to know you over the years and specifically just listening to the program over this last year, Coach, it's just been an honor to get to know you more and more and having you a part of the team.
Well, it's been a blast. I love coming over to KFK, and Clark Johnson just makes it easy for
me. You guys are just awesome.
You know, to do the show, and we like going back and forth and picking different topics. And most fun things is to talk to those high school kids and coaches out there in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, no question. And you guys do a great job with it, too. And it's every day there's a new student athlete, there's a new coach, and different perspectives that we're getting. And I love that. Okay, Jaden and I, Jade's of Spades back there, we're having a fun secondary poll question debate. So, Jade's, congratulations to you, my friend. He is graduating. Big day coming up. Their graduation's on Friday. And I wanted to go to Jade's graduation,
sure.
But my niece actually is running a state track Friday morning at 9 o'clock. So I have to pick between the two. And we were talking, and I said, that's got to be interesting. Because he asked if she was graduating this weekend. I said, no, it's actually next weekend. But if she was, I suppose that presents an interesting conundrum. Would you? Because there are some kids that are faced with this, right, Coach? Do you graduate or do you participate in your state track meet?
It was always my goal as a high school player to be in state playoffs during graduation.
Because you didn't want to go to graduation.
Well, it was just, you know, not many people get to have that opportunity to have that choice.
Yeah.
You know, but if it would have come down to state baseball playoffs, graduation, oh, man, it's not even close.
Me too. I'm the same.
I'm playing baseball.
Yeah, I'm running. I did twice, actually. Made it to state track twice.
Running track.
And I loved that, and I would definitely go. Jade, you're more of like, hey, I want to graduate. I want to get that. I want to do the walking thing because you only get to do that once. But you were more on the lines of that side of thinking, right? His headphones are all tangled up. It's good. It's all right. They're
vacuuming.
Micah
never
out
makes
there.
It easy on me.
No, I think he does that on purpose.
Yeah,
I seriously
he definitely
does. I do think he
it's,
does.
It's sabotage.
So obviously, you got the big day coming up Friday. Congratulations, by the way. You would choose to walk rather than go to state?
Yeah, I think so.
Only even if you were like picked to win it all?
Yeah, well, okay. In the situation that I know, I'm not running this year, but had I been presented the opportunity, I know the depth on my team, and I'm confident that that my team, if I was in a relay,
like a relay,
yeah,
no.
that I
that
would
they'd
have
be
someone,
able to pick you up and advance to the next. But what if it's like you're in an individual event, like the 400 or something like that? Which is what I was in, Coach.
And Jaden, I have to ask you this. You're on a relay team. They're depending on you.
Yeah, that's true.
To
what if you lose and it's like your leg that was the worst
that
one?
Place and you only have one opportunity at state, you going to let those three teammates down?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, is that, like, I just know on the Northridge track team that we have depth, and we have replacements that are strong enough, in my opinion, to advance us to the finals, where then I could run for placement. I just think that graduation is a one-time thing in your life. You only get to do it once.
And no, Jaden.
No? Well, I guess college, but...
You're going to graduate college. You're the kind of guy that's going to graduate
gonna
college.
You're going to go graduate from college. You'll probably get your master's.
You can probably get like 80 more graduations.
That's the thing, though, is I feel like with high school graduation, at least, it's kind of like... That's like a really big closure to a chapter. It's almost to me like the closure of your childhood, in a sense.
You know what? I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from and where I'm coming from. I obviously get where I'm coming from. But it should be a fun weekend.
Well, that's good, Brady, because sometimes I don't get where I'm coming
90%
from.
90% of the time I don't. I start a sentence and then halfway through I'm like, where was I on this? Jade's bail me out. Go to a commercial. Congratulations to my niece, Mitchick, by the way. She is back-to-back. They made it last year in their 4x1.
Awesome.
Relay, so they made it again this year. They advance. I think they, thank you, Susan and Cheryl, like that. I think they got like seventh or sixth last year or something. So they did advance that second day and then got to stand up on the podium. So that's what they're shooting for. Either way, awesome for her. And then she graduates next week. I know Jade's has got graduation up Friday, so congratulations there. Coach, wanted to bring you in for a few things. Obviously, I want to pick your brain about some fun topics. We got big night for the Avs tonight. The Rockies, and you've got your Rockies hat on. Are you? You're not on that bus, the Tanner.
Well,
that he's talking
I'm still
about.
Somewhat on the bus.
Are you
Brady,
really?
Because
you're on there.
I'm just such a big Rockies fan and baseball fan.
Yeah. Well, you're a diehard baseball
and you,
guy.
You want to see them do well, but honestly, I think they could have been seven runs up going into the ninth, and they would have found a way to lose to the Giants.
It's pitching.
So they got it. One of these days, they're going to turn it around. I don't know if it'll be this season. They're the type of team that needs absolutely everybody healthy and on all cylinders.
Yeah, and with Senzatella's injury, 10-day, we'll put him on the 10-day right now, I suppose, but... That was kind of supposed to be a strength, which was shocking to me still, because I wondered how if the starting pitching would fall off a bit without John Gray there. Not that John Gray was the best starting pitcher for this team, but the depth of starting pitchers. So now you take – now Gray's obviously gone, and he's had an interesting year, but Senzatella – so that hurts. The bullpen, obviously, in a tough situation right now. So
everything has to be so perfect for them. They're actually amongst the lead leaders in two-out hits with runners on base, and yet even – with that, that attribute, they haven't been able to win these games lately.
Well, and Ryan McMahon has eight errors right now. I mean, he had seven all of last season. So Ryan McMahon is in a tough spot, and of course, he's one of your guys. He's one of your leaders on this team. Certainly has had some big moments for this team too. But you're right. It's that Murphy's Law thing for this team. When they get into certain innings, anything that could go wrong will go wrong.
And it seems like they don't have that guy that can stop that 3-4 game losing streak.
Right. Yeah.
Just comes out and shuts somebody down.
Are they going to stop this? What is it, 11 games now for San Francisco? Yes. Are they stopping it in this series in the next 2 days? Do you think they shut it down? Tanner's saying they're winning the series, but poor guy. I mean, he's on that bus, and he's driving in the rain with no windshield wipers anymore. You know, that's the way I look at it. He can't even see where he's going anymore. He's driving, and it's dark and rainy, and it's cold, and he's scared. But
the concessions
he's just gonna keep
going.
Concessions are gone. It's like 3 in the morning. Nobody's up. Just some creepy truckers or something like that. So poor guy's just out there in the middle of nowhere driving this thing. Coach... Let's talk about some exciting stuff that you have going on. I love, obviously, to do this at the level you're doing it. You are constantly in the basketball mindset, too. I mean, you're in summer mode. One of my biggest memories of high school was in the summer going to basketball camps. Those were the big things, not just the X's and O's of basketball. It was what you learned from everything, too, and being around people like yourself. So talk to us a little bit about what's coming up for you.
We have some exciting camps coming up. This summer, June is actually packed. We're running a summer kickoff camp at Power to Play. It actually starts the day after Memorial Day, so we're going to be May 31st, June 1st and 2nd. It's grades K through 9, and we're just looking to you know, get kids on the right track a summer on things that they can go improve on their own. And come at a camp, you want to get better, but the most important thing about camps is you take that with you, those drills, that knowledge with you, and you can continue to work on
that throughout the summer and obviously well down the road.
So that's going to be a highly emphasized offensive fundamentals camp with a lot of different fun stuff, too. Our camps, we obviously teach. We do the stations, but we have a lot of fun, and we have play a lot of contests and games as well. So that's the first one. And then we're going to run a couple camps at the Windsor Rec Center.
Okay.
Another fundamental camp and a shooting camp, couple of shooting camps. I've been really blessed to have ran shooting camps. I think I've been to 11 different states now. Back in my younger days, I actually was an instructor for the Shot Doctor. And so I've been to Alaska, Michigan, different places, and really geared on what is the best way to teach shooting and how can kids improve and get better shooting the basketball.
Wow. Well, and of course, your teams have throughout the years have been known for shooting the basketball pretty
well. We break it into six steps. We have the grip, body position, setup, footwork, finish, and then the mental aspect, Brady.
Mm, yeah.
There's so much more to shooting than just the physical needs. But so we do the shooting camps throughout the summer. And this summer, we're also going to do a 3-on-3 camp.
Sweet. I love those.
I mean, who doesn't like to play 3-on-3?
Those are the best. I did those from kindergarten through, seventh grade or so, I suppose, and then you get into junior high stuff.
And as kids play, sometimes they don't know the aspects of, how to screen away, how to set a back screen, how to pop up into the perfect body's position and get their shot. So these are just some of the things that we have at camps and have a lot of fun doing it.
I just want to say, too, because, again, when I played 3-on-3, and God love those parents that volunteered to coach us, it was usually one of our parents. But it was one of our parents that were like getting off work or whatever, and they're like, just give it to the tall guy down there. They were amazing, but to be able to have fundamentals that you're learning at a very young age, and then you mix that in with watching basketball and stuff, that's the kind of stuff that can really help you have more fun with the game.
Oh, it sure is. And, camp can be a big socialization affair for kids too. They make new friends. They learn to deal with adversity.
Not
everybody always gets a trophy. You have your little teams, and somebody wins, somebody loses. You learn to shake hands after it's over.
Yeah, and that's a huge. And again, there's so many different aspects of these camps. And again, you do want to teach these kids stuff that they can take with them through the summer and beyond. But there's so many other aspects to these camps, and which is why, again, who better to trust them with than what you're going to be putting on this summer?
Well, our camps are affordable both at both facilities at Power to Play and at the Windsor Rec Center. There's some little new ownership over at the Power to Play, and they're kicking it. They're really getting some things rolling, and it's such a great facility in northern Colorado.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It just keeps getting better.
Yeah. Now, I know it's a beautiful facility and a perfect place to have those camps. Joining us now, Fort Collins head basketball coach Bruce Dick, and of course, one of the heads of Clark and the coach. We get to hear him, and your baseball stuff with Clark is fantastic. So,
baseball's still my favorite sport.
Yeah, it is. So, you're this amazing basketball coach, the fourth winningest of all time in the state, and yet baseball's your sport.
Oh, I kept dreaming until I was probably 40 years old that I'd make it to the major leagues. You wake up, you have those dreams, and it obviously never happened, but loved playing the game.
Yeah.
Coached it a little bit.
Was it just basketball was easier for you to coach, or did you like coaching basketball better than you did coaching baseball? Well, why didn't you end up going with baseball?
You know, life takes you in different directions. And actually, out of college, I was set to wanted to be a head baseball or basketball coach. You know, when I student taught, I had the opportunity to student teach under Tom Asbury, mm-hmm. who was later the head coach at Pepperdine, head coach at Kansas State, got me involved in basketball, and that's just kind of the direction that I went.
Yeah.
But I've always kept baseball on the back burner and loved watching it and played it until I couldn't play anymore.
Well, I know basketball fans in the state are glad that you ended up choosing basketball on that side, because you put together some fantastic teams in your career. All right, Coach, keep going here. What else do we got coming
up? Well, hey, if anybody has questions, we're having a contest and games camp, you know, later in the summer.
Love
and,
you
know, 3-on-3 fundamentals. We also do private training.
Okay.
That we break down kids, we just get them better.
Yeah,
you know, kids aren't taught the fundamentals anymore or how to compete. So in our training, we just try to elevate their game. We have kids. I've trained kids from second grade up through college. I actually had trained an adult a year ago, 29 years old. Just wanted to get better at the game.
Should play pickup games better and all that stuff.
Just to play better.
That's awesome.
So, but contact us anytime if we can help. And I'll throw out our website.
Yep.
The website is beyondsportscamps.com. Camps and sports are plural, so it's Beyond Sports Camps. And then at the Power to Play, it's powertoplaysports.com and windsor.gov, I think. if you Google the Windsor Rec Center, you're going
to
get it.
You Google it, you'll be able to find it, too.
I know their phone number, 674-3500, anything that goes on. And the Windsor Rec Center does a great job with such a variety of things for kids. But that's 970-674-3500.
$3,500. Well, and again, I loved basketball. I played, you know, really, I did the camps and everything, but it wasn't until I was in high school. And I'll never forget, I was a defensive guy, and I was pretty good at defense, but offense, I struggled until my senior year. And my head coach, who I loved, was at the end, like right in the middle of my senior year, I was finally starting to figure everything out offensively. And he said, man, I wish I had one more year. And that's that, I think about that often. And I go, man, what if I would have been doing these camps at the ages of, you know, if you're young and in the first or second grades and you're learning that and bringing that with you every step. I did the 3-on-3 stuff, but it wasn't the fundamentals. So again, folks up here are spoiled
and
with these
camps.
And
a lot of kids going into middle school, you know, maybe they're a fifth, sixth grader, and, you know, their first competitive team in school is seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know, they can play on club teams and things like that, but to get them ready to make a team when there's actually going to be cuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough part of
extremely
a kid's
tough.
Life. And what it provides is just doing everything you possibly can to make that team.
Yeah,
doesn't always work. Not everybody makes it.
Yeah. But you at least try. And again, as you said, there's a 29-year-old that's not playing pro or anything, just wants to get better at playing pickup. And maybe something where, who knows, you get better as you're in your 20s and suddenly you still want to go play pickup with people and have fun with it.
Just to have fun playing the game.
The better you are at it, the more fun you have, at least. That's how golf would probably be for me, I would imagine.
That's golf. You know, you continue to try to get better. You take lessons.
Yeah.
You try to get that 7-iron to carry just a little farther.
There might not be any saving me on the golf side, Coach. I appreciate it. I know you can work miracles, but golf might be the one thing with me you might not be able to do, but we'll try it. We'll give it a shot.
We're going to get out there.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to throw out before we let you slide out?
No, anybody has any questions? Again, our first camp coming up soon, 2 weeks from today. May 31st, June 1st, 2nd. It's the only 3-day camp we have going into the summer. The other camps are 2 days or 1 day, but that's the summer kickoff camp at Power to Play. And again, phone number 303-908-0405, website beyondsportscamps.com.
Coach, love it, man. I think this was a great to let our listeners get an idea of these camps, too, and if they're interested, of course, and we'll be plugging that, and you guys will be talking about it more on Clark and the Coach. Love what you do. Huge fan. You just keep up the good work.
Okay? Oh, I love it, and thanks, Brady.
Avs winning tonight, right?
Avs are going to win tonight. I don't think the layoff affects hockey guys like baseball guys.
Yeah, so Avs good tonight.
Timing, pitching, I think it's different skating on the ice, but well-rested.
Does Chad Kuhl and company, Kuhl and the gang, do they pull it off against the Giants tonight?
It's going to happen one of these nights. They're not going to go 0-19
against
the Giants.
I can't imagine.
So let's make it tonight, Brady.
Yeah,
let's just make it tonight.
Make it a Colorado night. How about that? Let's just go for that.
Little parlay there, the Rockies and the Avs, huh?
I got to get more than $5 in that account there, Coach. I'm thinking about it. Coach, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with
you
soon, okay?
Your show, I love listening to it. I always get a listen on the way home.
Hey.
So that's where the dial is.
We've got some interesting things coming up today. Why? I'm going to tell people, even though I predicted the Broncos to go 11-6, I'm going to tell you that your expectations should not be for the Broncos to go to the playoffs, and that's okay if they don't because of the plan put forward by the Broncos. So we'll
I think
talk
they have
about
a
that.
Good long-term, more stability now that the quarterback situation has been answered.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And the age thing is a big deal compared to Aaron Rodgers and, even when Peyton Manning was here. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's feeling more pressure? Who do you think is feeling more pressure going into the season next year for the Broncos as far as trying to prove that first-round pick right? Bradley Chubb or Jerry Jeudy? Who's feeling the pressure the most? Go vote at theholeshow.com. 26 minutes after the hour, it's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man Brady Hall and The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well done, Jades. Hey, I want to read this text to you from Eastside Chris, because as we were talking about with Jades earlier in the fun segment with Coach Bruce Dick, what would you choose, graduation or if you had a chance to play in a state game of some sorts? I think this is a great point. Eastside Chris says, don't forget that these graduates have gone through 2 years of something that we've not experienced. I think that's probably something to consider too, Jades, when you're thinking, man, I just want to walk, graduate with my fellow classmates. Yeah, state and all that stuff would be cool if that was an opportunity, but you were in high school during COVID, man. I can't imagine what that was like. Not being around your classmates. I always looked forward to seeing my classmates and some of my teachers and just every day going to do your thing, and I can't imagine what that was like, learning through Zoom and all that stuff. It's probably crazy for you.
It definitely was not fun, but
You a sophomore when it...
What was that?
Were you a sophomore when it started?
So I was a sophomore for like the after spring break. My sophomore year was all remote, and then junior year was completely like hybrid, remote, then back to hybrid, and then in person, and then masks, everything.
It was tough, right? I mean, you hear a lot of kids. I haven't talked to a lot of high schoolers at that point, but it had to be tough. I mean, it's completely different. I can't imagine not looking forward to getting up and going and seeing my friends and all that stuff at school.
I'm not going to lie. Junior year is typically your hardest year. Due to COVID, it was actually my easiest
year. Really?
We went from having 7 classes to only having 4.
Wow.
And they were all, instead of 50 minutes, they were an hour and a half. So I had no homework ever.
Wow.
And I only had 4 classes.
So there were some perks to it, I suppose, huh?
There were, but, I mean, it was definitely difficult. I didn't get to see friends' faces. Mm-hmm. Teachers. It was just brutal on them. I mean, especially sophomore year after we went completely remote. I mean, They had no idea how to teach that way.
I mean, there's so many teachers struggle anyway.
Right? Yeah.
And then it's like, then you got to deal with this too. But you made it, man. You're heading, you're graduating on Friday, this Friday. Yes, Susan, Cheryl. Pumped about that. Going to the big UNC, right? That's the plan. Going to the University of Northern Colorado.
Yep, that's going to be the one.
People just heard right now, they're like, wait, he's graduating high school? What? No. Jades is amazing. Great guy. He toured the station about a year ago or something like that. And I just knew. I was like, that guy's going places. So why not put him on the other side of the whole show, on the other side of that bulletproof glass? 33 minutes after the hour. I've got a lot of sports takes to get to, I promise, in the second hour. So bear with me. But I'm happy to step aside. We got a wonderful guest coming up, Katie Tate of PDC Energy. And I'm telling you, folks, if you like this program, if you are about what the whole show's about, and you've loved following us through the years, none of it is possible without our sponsors. And PDC, Katie Tate, they were one of the first ones, the first one, to jump on board when I said, we're changing the name, we're going for the whole show, a different feel. I want you guys on board. It was PDC Energy that stepped forward first and foremost. So yeah, I'm always happy to step aside from the name sponsor of this program. We'll talk to Katie next, 34 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Just 38 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, very special guest and friend of the program from PDC Energy, Katie Tate, Senior Social Impact and Community Investment Specialty. PDC Energy, of course, is the name sponsor of this program. Katie, we were just talking about it when I started the variation of this show a few years ago. We changed the name. You were the first person I called. You were the first person that said we want to be involved, and it's been that way ever since. So I always tell our listeners that we can't do what we do without great, amazing folks and partners like you at PDC Energy.
Oh, and I personally love being on the show, and also PDC as a whole. We just love the show and love supporting you guys.
Well, like I said, we sure appreciate it and love what you guys are doing out and about all the time. Katie, you've got to be one of the busiest people I know. I got to be honest with you. You are always out and about working in the community.
Yeah, my calendar's pretty booked, and my husband, whenever he calls, he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm all over the place.
Well, so I think we see that too, and we're seeing it more and more. You guys have just done things the right way for so many years. And I know that is a real thing to you as far as working in the community. I see you guys all over the place, whether that's local events and local entities like Weld Food Bank and United Way of Weld County, or high school games too that you're out helping with. I mean, you're literally, PDC really does practice what they preach when they say community matters.
We do, and it comes from the company as a whole. The company, the employees come to me with ideas, they let me know what's going on, and then we find a way to support. And our partnerships are very organic, like the partnership we have with you guys. It's just very organic, and it's built from the ground up, and I really love working with the community and the nonprofits, really finding the needs and see how PDC can support financially, but also get our people out there. They love volunteering.
Well, what is that crazy percentage, too? There's like it's a monster percentage of your employees that actually do come out and give back and volunteer their time.
For our volunteer month, which is in September, we had 100% participation.
Wow.
So A++.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you literally can't get any better than that.
No, it's only up from here.
No, listen to that. Well, and I know, Katie, too, like when we ask, you know, we'll say, hey, we're doing something with United Way. We're doing a big thing with World Food Bank. You don't even hesitate to get back. And you're like, yeah, we'll do a match. We'll do a match. Let's get people involved. Mm-hmm. We'll do a match. And again, I think that is just something that just cannot go unnoticed, especially in this day and age. The willingness to say, you know, no matter what, we're going to be there. We're going to step up for this community.
Oh, absolutely. We're with our community thick and thin. And I think with the lockdown and COVID, you know, that really showed our leadership and our commitment to the community. Even though we couldn't be there in person, we are there financially and supporting our community and nonprofits in any way we could.
Well, yeah, how important is that now to, like you said, you listen to people on your team coming up with new ideas to get involved. Do you find yourself like even more, not, you were so open to everything 3 years ago, but then when you hear new ideas from your staff, when they're like, hey, we should try this, do you look at it more and go, yeah, we want to try even more, because that not being able to be out and about was tough?
Oh, absolutely. I think as soon as we were able to get back out there, the ideas started flowing, not only from our employees, but our nonprofit partners and communities who saw different things we can help with. If that's virtual, in-person, lunch and learn, fairs, festivals, you name it. I just love having those creative discussions and collaborations with everyone.
We're talking to Katie Tate, Senior Social Impact and Community Investment Specialist from PDC Energy. Of course, you hear PDC Energy, powered by PDC Energy, each and every day on this program. Katie, in this area, Northern Colorado, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, the smaller communities that we love so much, that we do all these high school games throughout the area, it has grown so much. And like you said, now more than ever, it is important to reach out those hands, to reach out those extensions to whatever, businesses, nonprofits, schools, and whatnot. Now, as the growth continues to go, I think what you guys do is more important than ever.
Oh, I agree. And I mean, we see the growth like all of you do, and it's an exciting time. And if, you know, any of your listeners have a nonprofit partner or school that you think PDC should collaborate with, just visit our website and reach out to us. I'd love to have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't think anybody does it better than you. And I mean that I say it, Katie. It's like we this program that we started years ago, and then our prep stuff that we do, and our give backs that we do. You're always the first to step up. And again, we literally can't do it without you.
Well, I'm so happy we've been able to support from the beginning, and I can't wait to see what else we'll do together.
Well, and I know next year it didn't work. Last year, you guys donated, but you couldn't bowl. We're going to do our Weld Food Bank bowling thing again next year. And I know you've been training, so you get the headband on, and you've been ready to go. So we'll be doing that again in November. So we look forward to having you guys jump out on board on that.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be there.
Okay, Kate, is there anything else that you want to throw out there before we go?
No, I think we covered it all. You know, I encourage your listeners, if they haven't already, find us on our website, pdce.com. Check out our Facebook. We have a lot going on, and I'm just happy to share PDC's story with your listeners and you.
Yeah, we just got a text here from one of our followers, Neer Broke, says, thank you to PDC Energy for not just sponsoring the best live and local KFK programming, but for all they do throughout the community, Weld Food Bank, schools, programs, FFA, Colorado Shares, everything going on and on. So there you go. There's a listener right there that just wanted to text in and give his thoughts.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, so it's again, it's great what you do. Katie, let's catch up soon, too, okay? I think I do.
I would love to.
I owe you a beer, and we're going to do a review of some kind of brewery pretty soon, so I owe you a beer.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
All right.
Patio weather.
Let's make it happen. Well, maybe not this weekend. It's going to snow, and then next weekend it's patio weather. Back to regular scheduling. So we'll get
good.
There. All right. Katie, appreciate you. There's Katie Tate with PDC Energy. And I do, and again, our listeners get it. You know, that's not our knee-deep Broncos talk and Nuggets talk that we're doing, but I'm telling you what, right now, folks, PDC Energy truly gets it. And I know these businesses, and I know what they think of. I mean, PDC is always there. Katie is on phone calls nonstop with Red Cross, with United Way, with Weld Food Bank, with the schools. I always like this story, and I know I say it a lot, but and there's more examples of this, but out at Platte Valley, where our very own All-State quarterback Tanner Schwint went to school, they helped put up this scoreboard. Which, you know, you drive by and you go, wow, nice scoreboard. That had to cost a lot. Okay, PDC covered it. Well, what people don't know is that that scoreboard actually was part of classes. So kids would go to classes to earn credits to learn how to cut and edit and cut to camera one and camera two and do all these fun things during the games. I don't think a lot of people realize this. So not only did PDC Energy buy a nice scoreboard out there for Platte Valley, but it was much more than that. It provided classes and learning and so many different tools. Neer Broke, appreciate the text, my man. 12:46 the time. Let's take a short break. All right, when we come back, absolutely panic button time for the Rockies. Big time panic button. Slam that thing down. I got my Method Flow Products poll question of the day. The good, the bad, the ugly. How the Avs are going to sweep this thing, maybe? I don't know. We'll talk about all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications studios. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. Who is under more pressure to live up to their first round pick status this season? Jerry Jeudy or Bradley Chubb? Go vote at theholeshow.com. Right now, Jerry Judy's leading this thing at 66%. Wow. Is that because of the recent run-in with the law last week? Is that what that is? Because it's Bradley Chubb. I'm just going to answer my own poll question here. Bradley Chubb, and I just got a texter. Chubb is possibly on the trading block right now. He's played well, but that's only when he plays. He's very injury-prone. Picks might not be a bad compensation, and younger players like Reed, Gregory, Benito, and Browning can step in. I mean, you're not wrong. On that text, dope card. Like it. I like that. It's a good name. It's a dope card. But it's definitely Bradley Chubb. Zach Stevens told us yesterday, he said, hey, Bradley's interesting. Because if he has a good year, finally, I guess he had his good rookie year, he could be looking at a five-year, $100 million deal. But if he gets hurt and he's, you know, maybe a sack or two and nothing really memorable, then he's probably going to sign a one-year prove-it deal with somebody. That's how big this season is to him. Jerry Jeudy still has some time. So you look at Bradley Chubb, his contract expires in 2023. So when we roll over into January, he will be a free agent. Jerry Jeudy, on the other hand, he's still, you know, he's 2 years younger than Chubb. So his contract expires in 2025. So you still have this season, and then you'll have 2023 season and 24 season. Yeah, you could still move on from him and such, but this is it. However, I mean, okay, Bradley Chubb was taken fifth. Was Jeudy at nine? Is that right? Jerry Jeudy was taken at 9, wasn't he? 9 or 10, something like that. The pressure for Chubb is, okay, you were taken at 5, and Josh Allen was it 9?
Jerry Jeudy was 15.
Was 15? Why was I thinking 10? What is wrong with me? Wow. Thrown off by that.
Kind of ironic. He was drafted behind Henry Ruggs after everything that's happened
true.
This weekend.
That is kind of interesting. Well, and again, you look at where Bradley Chubb is at this point. You drafted him at 5. You passed on Josh Allen. You everybody passed on Lamar Jackson, which would have been just I would be in absolute seventh heaven every day if Lamar Jackson was the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. But Jades, I digress. It's Bradley Chubb without a doubt, which is shocking to me that we're going this route on theholeshow.com. You're thinking, oh, he had a run-in with the law last week, and he hasn't really lived up to the hype, so it's got to be Jerry Jeudy. Bradley Chubb is it. This is literally, you've heard it in the promo, this is put up or shut up time. He has to perform at a pretty high level, or he's gone. Now it's 60% saying Jeudy. You're still off on this, Hooligans. Where am I right, Hooligans, today? Because you guys are so far off base on this one today. I honestly thought this was going to be one of those obvious questions that I asked, and we blew it away, and it was like 90-10, and I was going to have to ask a new one. But surprisingly, it's going the opposite way. Okay, now it's 54%, Judy. But still, it's tight. It's tighter than I thought it was going to be. So we'll keep this up. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who is under more pressure to live up to their first round status? Do we have enough time to hit the good, the bad, the... We don't. Okay. Thanks, Jade. So at least you're honest with me. We'll hit that at the beginning of the first segment. What's happening with Drew Brees, man? Drew Brees, is he coming back? He's not going to be, you know, doing his broadcasting thing anymore. Does that mean we could possibly see Drew Brees come back? Now, Dennis Allen, the coach for the New Orleans Saints, talked about it and said, hey, I kind of think some of it was made in jest. Drew Brees tweeted, despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know. Now, Dennis Allen said, I think that that's more or less in jest. Would you like to see Drew Brees come back to the NFL? Or is it one of those where it's like, okay, you've been out. He retired in March of 2021, so you missed the 2022 season. Or he retired in 2021. And he was set to broadcast for NBC. But do you want to see him come back? Is this kind of like the Tom Brady thing? Is, you know, okay, he wasn't gone for long. Let's go for it again. Wouldn't mind. Dude, I'm going to tell you, greatness, don't rush greatness. Don't move greatness out. Drew Brees is still one of those greats. You want to stick with a guy like that. Tommy Bones, Drew Brees, keep it rolling. 12:57 the time. We're not doing the hype house today, but we are excited for Avs Blues Game 1. Are they going to sweep this thing? We'll talk about it next. We'll be right back.